JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Coming up, KSAC to complete renovation of Queen's Market. And later, a glimpse of Jamaica. Welcome and do stay with us. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, has passed a resolution for the allocation of $39.5 million from its equalization fund to complete upgrading works at the Queen's Market in downtown Kingston. The resolution was passed on Tuesday at the KSAC's monthly meeting.
These funds will be used to complete repairs to the Queen's Market and go a far way in improving the market district and Benin in particular.
Deputy Mayor of the KSAC, Andrew Swaby. The allocation will cover redesign of the fish market as well as general cleaning and sanitation, construction of fish storage areas, a fish house, 9 new shops and stalls, electrical works, erection of signage and installation of a renewable energy system. Councillor of the Tivoli Gardens Division, Donovan Samuels, says the intervention is a timely one, noting that it is important that markets are suitable for vendors and customers. In the 2012-2013 financial year, the KSAC spent in excess of $10 million to undertake necessary upgrading works on the market located at the corner of Haywood and Princess Streets. The covered section was redesigned and can now accommodate 200 vendors occupying 8x8 stalls. The sanitary conveniences were also repaired as well as the meat market with 20 stalls erected.
Warning, warning, warning! Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
A long time we are upset the ecology.
No climate change is a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Small islands will feel it the most, especially the people them with the pondy coast.
We're losing the reefs and the beaches, flooded in the coastal communities.
That global climate.
Today, our children, from the tiny boy in Abuka St. Anne to the teenage girl in Cave, Westmoreland, have access to technologies their parents could only dream of. They will be better equipped to seek opportunities to realize their full potential. The Vision 2030 plan is to ensure that, as a society, we do not fail them. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. Our community notice for today. The Brownstown Seventh-day Adventist Church in St. Anne is inviting you to its Behold the Lamb Gospel Explosion 2015 with international evangelist Steve King and Pastor Alonzo White. It begins this Sunday, February 15, and will continue until March 14, starting at 7:15 p.m. each evening. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
We used to have a gramophone, so the time was about 4. Now, the first time the gramophone came to the house, I hear this man talking, and I don't see any man. So I went around the back and peep to see if I see the man that was talking. But when I go around there, I don't see any man at all. So hear me, don't hold this man talking, and I don't see him. So hear me, I call my granny and I say, "Mama, How the man talking and I don't see no man and I only hear this man talking." She says, record it and then they play it on the gramophone. That time I was living in Vineyard Town.
You too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Student Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.